You're listening to SBS News. Rehang Oblis hasn't heard from her parents in more than 2 years. She's worried that they may be detained in a camp in Xinjiang. Speaking out for the first time, Rehang says she's glad the truth about what the Chinese government is doing to Uyghur Muslims is finally coming out.
Every single minute, I miss them. After lost contact with them, my nightmare is beginning. I miss them every single minute. I am so worried about them.
SBS has been reporting on China's re-education camps for Uyghurs for more than a decade, but the level of surveillance of the Muslim minority group has become a lot clearer, thanks to documents which have been given to the German broadcaster Deutsche Welle and to the BBC. The 137-page spreadsheet lists more than 300 people who were sent off to the camps for a variety of reasons. If they applied for a passport, for example, for having too many children or for having relatives abroad. Others were listed as having unintentionally landed on a foreign website, giving up alcohol, for having a long beard or wearing a veil. The leak to Deutsche Welle came from exiled Uyghur academic Abdulwali Ayyub, who now lives in Norway. He says he was willing to face the consequences of leaking the document and has already received threats.
January 8th, I received the phone call, like it's messenger call. And he said that stop doing this and we can reach you wherever you are. Yes, it's dangerous, but someone should take the danger. Someone should speak up. Someone should tell the world what's going on there.
The document reveals how the Uyghur community is monitored using high-tech facial recognition cameras and a network of spies, along with house visits and interrogations. Rian Tun, who studies China's Uyghur policies at the University of Nottingham in England, says the scale of the surveillance is overwhelming, and he's convinced the leaked document is genuine.
It contains an enormous amount of extremely specific data from one very small community in Xinjiang, and that it would take an immense amount of effort and access to publicly unavailable data to fabricate a document like this.
Istanbul-based Uyghur woman Rotsiniza Tokci was shocked to discover that her youngest sister had been sent to a re-education camp. Her crime? Having too many children.
I was really sad. For days I couldn't sleep. I was really shocked and sad about her arrest.
Chinese authorities insist the camps are used to fight extremism and Islamist terrorism. They say the camps provide instruction in Chinese language and other skills to people who might be susceptible to extremist ideas. But Ms. Tokci says her sister is no terrorist and she's deeply concerned for her well-being.
I heard that the conditions in prison are unimaginably bad. They don't even have enough food to eat.
More than 60% of the internees are between 20 and 40 years of age, suggesting that the Chinese state is specifically targeting younger Uyghurs. The document uses the term worrisome person or untrustworthy person for people born between 1980 and the year 2000. Xinjiang expert Adam Zenz has told the BBC that the document is another clue pointing towards a particular mindset within the Chinese government.
The entire internment campaign and the reasoning behind it reveals a very detailed and in itself internally consistent worldview, one which we might liken to the ideology of a medieval witch hunt, which is highly fearful of anything religious.
Chinese analyst Victor Gao, the director of the China National Association of International Studies, told Deutsche Welle his government's policy of re-educating Uyghur people has obviously worked because there's been no terrorism incidents in Xinjiang.
Terrorism is the result of a process, and the process is very much dominated by indoctrination and extremism, for example. In Xinjiang, there is no denying there is an increasing level of radicalization. Many families actually deny their kids the right to education, which in China is considered as an offense or a crime.
A New York Times report claims that over the past few years, Xinjiang authorities have placed hundreds of thousands of Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and predominantly Muslim minority groups into the re-education camps. Greg Diet, SBS News.